We often think of the prophets as calling God's people to repentance. And very broadly, there are two areas where they are going to speak to God's people and call them to repentance. One is calling them to holiness, and the other is calling them to practice justice. These are two important voices that have been a part of Israel's history since the beginning. And when you go and read their founding documents, particularly the laws in Leviticus and the sermons in Deuteronomy, you get both of these important voices. If you read Leviticus, for instance, you're going to come away with the important notion that personal holiness is important, that God wants his people to be holy because he is holy, and he can't dwell with them if they're unholy. So Leviticus is about personal piety, personal holiness, personal morality. Here are the things you should and shouldn't practice. Deuteronomy adds to that conversation, saying the other broad, important component for God's people is structural justice, to set up societies that treat all people fairly instead of privileging some, giving advantage to some, having dishonest scales that marginalize the poor. So these two voices of holiness and justice, personal holiness and societal justice, are integral to the story of Israel and to the message of the prophets. And you cannot silence one or the other. And our impulses in our impulse in current society, and sadly, these have ended up sometimes lining up along America's two-party system line. That's only an issue in a country where you have two parties. It wouldn't be an issue in many other countries that have a different system. But we tend to align these with one or the other recent political party inventions, and because of our allegiances to those, we sometimes quiet the other voice. And you cannot quiet personal morality and the call to it, and you cannot quiet societal justice and the personal call to it. So when you read Isaiah, be looking for both of those themes, because he's going to speak to both of them: the importance of morality and holiness, and the importance of justice. And we can talk more about justice at length, because the way we might define justice now sometimes doesn't mirror the way the Bible defines justice. But justice is there. The way people are treated is there. So two themes to be looking for, and you can't silence one or the other. And those themes are holiness and justice.